This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sounds of Ukrainian Marines chanting glory to heroes, glory to Marines, glory, 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 as the leaders there say it has retaken a seventh town from Russian forces during Ukraine's counteroffensive. Meanwhile, the leaders of France, Germany, and Poland are meeting in Paris for talks focusing on military support for Ukraine's counteroffensive and future security guarantees to be given to the country. Talks come ahead of a NATO summit in July. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Poland's President Andrzej Duda insist their countries will continue to support Ukraine as long as it will be necessary. They didn't provide details, though, about what future security guarantees for Ukraine would look like. Security guarantees are part of ongoing talks between NATO leaders to ensure that Ukraine does not come under attack from Russia again once the war is actually over. Security preparations have been ramped up in Miami, Florida, for the federal court appearance of former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more details.
Security will be heightened in Miami for Tuesday's initial court appearance by former President Trump, who faces a federal indictment. Trump has urged supporters to come to Miami. It is also a hotbed for the far right. Miami Police Chief Manuel Morales says precautions have been made.
We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000. We don't expect any issues.
Security guards and federal officers have already been stationed outside the courthouse. More than a dozen media tents are also set up to cover the historic case. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has decided to rejoin UNESCO and pay back $600 million in dues to counter China's influence there. AP correspondent Julie Walker gives us more.
U.S. officials say the decision to return was motivated by concern that China is filling the gap left by the U.S. in the U.N. Cultural and Scientific Agency's policymaking, notably in setting standards for artificial intelligence. The U.S. and Israel stopped funding UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member state in 2011, and the Trump administration decided in 2017 to withdraw from the agency altogether, citing long-running anti-Israel bias and management problems. The return of the U.S. is expected to face a member vote. I'm Julie Walker.
In his first visit to Latin America, Iran's hardline president has met with his Venezuelan counterpart and declared both countries have a common enemy, alluding to the United States. President Ibrahim Raisi's Monday visit to Venezuela came a year and a day after President Nicolas Maduro visited him in Iran. Both countries are under heavy U.S. economic sanctions. The president's gathering resulted in the signing of agreements in multiple areas of cooperation, including mining, oil, and medical sectors. Raisi says that the link between the two countries is not normal, but rather a strategic relationship, and he says the nations have common interests and common enemies. In observance of the World Day Against Child Labor, the International Labor Organization is calling for stepped-up action to eliminate the use of children as workers, which is rising globally for the first time in 20 years. We get more from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Latest figures show 160 million children, nearly 1 in 10 worldwide, are engaged in child labor. Half this number are working in the most hazardous forms of child labor that can pose a threat to their physical and mental health. ILO Assistant Director General Manuela Tomei says it is worrisome that so many children are being left behind in an era of rapid advancements in achieving social justice and legal protections for people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress party expelled its former Secretary General on Monday for misconduct and other breaches of party rules, while he was also facing charges of corruption in a criminal case. The once influential Ace Magashele is on trial over the alleged misappropriation of money from a government contract worth more than $13 million when he was the premier of the Free State Province before his rise to the top of administration position in the ANC. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.